This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fresh start, wipe the slate clean. Here we go. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, host of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Tied the radio god Mitchell off for a couple of days, so it's just you and I flying solo. Although Manny's here, aren't you, Manny? After a long weekend.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, exactly right. Were you sad that the UND hockey team lost in the NCAA regional there on Friday? Were you sad about that?
No, I was sad that the Gophers lost to Notre Dame on Saturday.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they go. All my Gopher hockey fan friends lost out on a chance to trash talk because the Ghosts didn't do so well either. That was kind of a heartbreaker. Heartbreaker.
They blew a 2-0 lead. The Gophers.
Here's the worst part of this: the youngster that scored in overtime for UND, a fellow by the name of Dixon Bowen, number 9, he's a freshman. I have known him since he was a baby. His father was the best man at my wedding, Jeff. His dad played in the 87 National Championship team. So I was so darn fired up. I mean, I'm at the Broadway Grill in Bismarck. I'm just like, I can't even believe it, jumping up and down. I did not go to the game because, of course, it was headed out to UMary for the Friday night jamboree events out there with George Weigel. So just in between things, watching at the Broadway Grill with some friends and had a great time. And just pumped up, fired up, and then they take it back on a call where they, you know, reviewed an offsides from 20 minutes earlier, some stupid thing. I don't know what the deal was. But anyway, we're over that. We're wiping that slate clean. It's gone. It's behind us. Next year, right? Yes. Next year. How about on the vote in the House that didn't happen to repeal and replace Obamacare? We're going to wipe the slate clean now and start new there, too, don't we? The heck do we do? What should we do? What do you want to see happen? A couple of schools of thought. One is, hey, Obamacare is awful. It's awful. Costs have gone up. Deductibles have gone up. Care has decreased, and it's in a spiral. All right? So do you say, fine, just going to have to get worse until the pain is such that the grassroots rise up? I don't know. The other is to say, okay, another strategy, new plan, do it differently. What would that be? So I'd be curious of your reaction to that, too. We're going to talk about that here for a few minutes to start the show. We're going to talk about some legislative action at the bottom of the hour. Tackle a couple of issues that Trey Coons from the Northwest Landowners has been following for us. Roger Stone is going to be here today. You know who that is? You know Roger Stone? He has written a lot of books. He's a political advisor. He's been around for a long time and kind of a Donald Trump pal. He's written a book called The Making of the President, 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about how Donald Trump will react to this and what now. And then we have our safety talk radio today, too. It's an important topic today. We're going to tackle ag safety. We are. Looking forward to that. Every month, our friends from the North Dakota Safety Council come together with the WSI, and we find a topic we believe can save lives, keep you safe. And the North Dakota Farmers Union said, ag safety, we want in on that one. So they are sponsoring this week as well, this month as well, and we appreciate that. So all that coming up on the program. We could get the blame game out of the way, too. I see our first caller wants to talk about Paul Ryan. Is Paul Ryan to blame? Is Donald Trump to blame? Is the Freedom Caucus or some of these conservative groups? Here's what I didn't care for much for these conservative groups. It seemed as though every time they asked for something and got it, they wanted something else. We all know people like that. And there is a lack of ethics there, a lack of character there. In other words, when I say, okay, let's make a deal. We're buying a car, right? And, okay, Scott, I'll buy your car if you throw in, an extra set of tires. Fine, I'll throw in the extra set of tires. Let's go. Could you also fill the tank with gas? You know what? I'm done with you. I'm done with you. I'm done. I'll go find somebody else. I don't, because now I don't trust you. That's what it felt like with that group. So, I don't know. Let's talk about it. 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends from the Energy of North Dakota. Hey, do you want to stay connected? I do too. You want to share small moments and big ideas? Me too. You want to travel from point A to point B in hours, not weeks? I'm with you. You want the temperature to go up inside when it goes down outside? That's a good idea. These are called creature comforts, and you know what? We want them. And we want to continue elevating the quality of life for North Dakotans and the rest of the country. The technology, the innovation, responsibly producing North Dakota oil and natural gas makes it all possible. Building a better future with the energy of North Dakota. Gotta love it. Dan in Jamestown, what is on your mind?
Hey, how's it going this morning, Scott?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, I just want to say good morning to everybody else, and I want to say that your man, Bill Cunningham, last night, I do listen to the radio station frequently, wanted to cut the head off Paul Ryan, and I got to say, I don't think this is Paul Ryan's fault. I will say that the Republican Party as a whole dropped the ball, and they had months and months and months to fix this and come up with an alternative plan, and they couldn't get it done. And now we want to start pointing fingers, and I think that's probably the most reprehensible set of circumstances out of this whole deal.
Yeah, I do too. It's sort of conduct unbecoming leaders or a majority, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't solve anything, because that's what we've been doing for the last 4 years, is we've been hopping up and down, holding our breath till we turn blue about this Obamacare, and, you know, Trump got on the line, and it's kind of like I said last week when I called in, you know, that who are they trying to convince? Who are they trying to sell? You know, the art of the deal, blah, 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 blah. And I still stand by that to a degree. But I'm going to say this, and then I'll shut up. But I think that I would have rather seen it not go through, given all the media that I heard and given all the buzzwords that were flying around. We have the votes. We're going to be very, very close. That was Donald's words. We're very, very close. And he didn't. It was pretty obvious to me that they weren't convinced that they had it. So now we're going to blame poor Paul Ryan.
Yeah, although I have heard that Paul Ryan was saying they were close to Trump. It doesn't really matter now. It's done, right? They pulled the vote, and they got to decide where it fits in the next strategy. But I don't disagree with you. I think that this circular firing squad doesn't do anybody any good at this point. John in the South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I'm really glad that this American Health Bill got pulled from the floor and never got voted on. It was a terrible bill. I don't trust Paul Ryan or Mitch McConnell as far as I can throw them. They're rhinos. They're doing what they have done for decades up there of misleading us. It's not that hard to reform health care. The major thing that needs to be reformed is tort reform, because malpractice insurance is one of the largest cost contributors to health insurance. You know, then tell the free market that they're going to have, you know, open state borders and let people buy their own health insurance if they want it. It's not that hard. I'm glad that the Freedom Caucus stood up against these people, because it was just another terrible bill. The flip side of that coin that I have heard is that the liberals have done their job very well, and they have their tentacles so far down in every aspect of government, especially health care, that it's going to take a long time to unwind all this stuff out of the American society to where we can actually put something in place that works for the American people.
Good thoughts, John. Thank you. 800-228-0550. You know, number one, look back a little bit. Assess what happened in your view, but most importantly, what should they do next? What's the best plan? Newt Gingrich is floating a plan that involves North Dakota. Yeah. This is a plan to get real health care reform. I'll share it with you in a little bit, but I love hearing from you first. 701-258-0550 is another number. You can text me today, 701-226. No, that's Todd's. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Don't text Todd. We'll give him a day off. Chad and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Sitting here, I just wanted to bring to light something that's been worrying me. I wasn't sure what to do about it when it happened to my wife, but Sanford Health here in Dickinson is apparently sending bills to collection agencies while people are paying on the bills. And I wasn't sure if it was just my wife until I had a conversation with another friend of mine who, while he was paying on his bill, all of a sudden it got sent to collections. And I'm just wondering, are they able to do that? And I don't know who to go to or ask about this. I've tried calling them, and they won't talk to me because it's my wife's bill, not mine.
And that's typical. Yeah, usually they will not unless you got some password to be able to converse. So you're saying, okay, $1,000 I owe. I'm paying $100 a month. That's the agreed to in communication with them. And then I get a separate call from a collection agency saying, hey, why haven't you paid your bill?
Yep, and it's gone on to collections. It's ruined her credit score. And I even asked her. She showed me all the payments that she had made. She was current with payments. And because of this, her credit score just got destroyed by about 100 points.
I don't know the answer. We can try and get you one, though, if you hang on a second, Chad. We'll get your number in and certainly ask, since it sounds like it's not just you, it's others. More coming up on What's On Your Mind Monday edition.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Kohler Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Kohler Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Kohler is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They are looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Kohler Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Kohler Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Kohler Service Center. Or click careers at KohlerServiceCenters.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What's on your mind? A good day to say, hey, let's start fresh. It's a new week. Right? We're looking back a little bit about what happened, who's to blame. Everybody's playing that game. But how would you fix this going forward? Tomorrow on What's On Your Mind, don't miss the program. We're going to have a conversation with three members of the... it's the best way to describe this. I guess these are members of law enforcement and the guard community, families, who were harassed as well. We saw what happened to individuals actually at the scene, Molotov cocktails and everything else. These were family members that were harassed and found their names, found their addresses, threatened all kinds of things. You can't even believe it. Washington Times story recently told their story, and we're going to chat with them tomorrow on the program. Look forward to that. Before I get back to the phones, let me play you what Newt Gingrich said. He thinks Donald Trump should do with health care reform going forward. Next up, and it involves North Dakota, so listen to this closely.
First, you go to the country. You don't go to the city. You make sure that the country's for you. When you have a bill at 17%, the answer is don't vote on the bill. It means you've lost the argument. So they've got to develop an argument on health, which they can take to the country. If they get a good argument on health, for example, rural counties, I think they can get North Dakota's Senator Heidekamp, because she represents an entirely rural state that was overwhelmingly for Trump. So you start with a 60-vote strategy in the Senate based on the grassroots, not based on Washington maneuvering. You have a principled bill, and you basically reach out to Democrats. When we passed welfare reform, we split the Democrats even. 101 yes, 101 no. When Reagan passed the tax cuts, he got one out of every three Democrats in the House. But the key is not negotiating in Washington. The key is having a bill that is so clear, that is so vivid,
right,
that Trump can go to the country, hold those 20 and 30,000 person rallies. You know, two rallies in North Dakota would make it very hard for the senator to vote no. Several rallies in Missouri would make it...
What do you think of that plan? That's from Newt Gingrich, and although he couldn't pronounce Senator Heitkamp, you get the idea of what he's trying to say. We had a texter on Friday say, 70% of North Dakota voted for President Trump. Senator Heitkamp was sent to Washington to represent the people of North Dakota. So then why shouldn't we, as the 70%, expect her to vote for Neil Gorsuch? If she doesn't vote for Gorsuch, she chooses to side with partisanship instead of the people of North Dakota, she should resign. What a texter said at the end of the show on Friday, as a matter of fact. All right, Mike on the road, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. I appreciate taking the call, and thanks for your program. One of the things on my mind, I mentioned about the Obamacare, he's not a screener, but he's kind of wants to know what I want to talk about. In this Affordable Care Act, when it was brought out, there were some people, some organizations that signed on, and I think they ended up getting a lot of money. One of those organizations is that work in North Dakota, in North Dakota legislature, trying to pass a bill to force hospitals to spend more time with patients. And I think you know the organization that I'm talking about. Now, I get Medicare Part B, which makes me, I get this insurance for medicine. So I go and I go to one of these deals, and they tell me this is your best one. So I take it, and it's United Healthcare AARP. And I said, do I have to join AARP? Nope. So what do I get? I get bills in the mail for the first 3 or 4 months that I haven't paid my dues. And I'm thinking, this is a phony deal. Who are the first people to come out and be against this health care plan with AARP? Now, I've got another health care Part D this year. Seems to be that AARP's got something to do with that, too. But because their name is not on it, this insurance is about $10 a month less than the one that has AARP state monitor. Now, these guys are trying to force us into doing something. They're trying to get us to pass legislation. If they're such a great organization for the elderly, for people over 50, why don't they just do it? Why don't they just take care of themselves instead of sneaking in the back door on something that they're telling us is not going to cost any money? If we wanted to do something, we could go to all of the agencies that license and inspect these facilities and put that as one of their things that they check on. What kind of report back do they get from their patients on how they take care of that? And that's some of the stuff. And then to switch gears, it's basketball season. I turn on my TV to watch my 6 o'clock news, and what have I got? I got basketball. Well, they decided to change the news from 6 o'clock to 5:30. And there's a lot of money to be made in these organized sports that the colleges, high schools, everybody else does.
Yeah, our friend Chris Berg was preempted too on the Point of View last week. Although that is changing tonight, and guess what? Yours truly will be guest hosting. As a matter of fact, we're gonna have Congressman Kevin Cramer on, talk a little bit about what's next on the repeal and replace of Obamacare, and also Senator Tom Coburn, because North Dakota has joined the team. There's now 10 states, so we're just about a third of the way there on. The best way, in my mind, to reform Washington, D.C. Give it back to the states. Larry in New Rockford, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Say, I just wonder, are you familiar with direct primary care?
Direct primary care. What does the direct mean? I mean, I get the primary care doc. What's direct mean?
Direct payment, where you pay your doctor, your primary doctor, a specific fee, and there are several doctors across the country are doing this, and I'm hearing price ranges of like $50 for an adult and $10 for a child. And they take care of all your primary care services. You might not see them for a year. You might see them five times in a week. They don't do any specific billing for any procedure. They just keep a file, and you send in your premium, so to speak, directly to the doctor. It creates competition, for one, which is crucially needed in our system. And it, I think, creates a better physician-patient relationship. On top of that, it cuts a huge amount of fat out of the system. Now, granted, this won't solve all our problems, but I think it would be easier for states to handle Medicaid through a system like this. And you overlay that with an insurance policy for catastrophic care, I think it works well for North Dakota. It would save us a ton of money.
Where are you aware of it being utilized now?
Down in Louisiana, I looked it up. There's about 5,000 doctors across the country. I don't believe it's a lot.
Yeah, because I've heard of doctors going to the cash system. I wonder if that's what you're talking about, where it's outside of, you know, you couldn't do that with a doctor that was part of a big network, but interesting approach. A lot of ideas out there, and that's the idea. Get it right. Thanks, Larry.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwind. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Disappointed is the least about the not taking care of the health care bill for the people of the United States of America. But one thing I know, that our president is not a quitter. And I'm sure this will surface again and again until he gets what he wants, because he's a stubborn man and he never says no to no. So I think he'll come around, but have a good day.
All right, appreciate that. Some good back and forth on this sort of what happened, what now. 800-228-0550 on what's on your mind. President Trump today is signing three or four bills, I think, and Congressman Kevin Cramer has actually been invited to the White House to participate in the bill signing. One of those is on that BLM rule. You remember the rule that was really punishing for North Dakota, especially for our Native American, the zones where there's the oil and gas drilling that is happening. And it was that early, they call it a CRA, forgetting what it stands for, but it's basically undoing onerous regulation from the Obama years. And so that bill signing is happening today. That's one of the ones that Senator Heitkamp voted against, going back to the discussion that we were having earlier, which, as a lot of people in the oil and gas community saying, I guess she's not one of ours. And now we also have this other one that we've been waiting on, the methane rule. Remember that? And then the other one is some Department of Education accountability, some data reporting and state plan provisions as well that he's signing. So Congressman Cramer, will be one of my guests tonight on Point of View, which you can watch at 6:30 on KX4 and 9:30 on West Dakota Fox tonight. So if you want to find out more about that, you can do that. He'll also join us Wednesday on the weekly talk radio town hall. So we have that coming up as well. All right, let's talk about what's happening in the North Dakota legislature. A lot is happening, to tell you the truth, as we get closer and closer to the end of the legislative calendar, as typically happens, where a lot really zooms in and starts happening. And Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association has been with us all session long to follow a couple of bills. So we'll get an update on things they're watching as well. Troy, how are you doing?
Hey, not too bad, Scott.
Good. Folks, any questions or comments, by the way, welcome for Troy at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And keep your comments coming on what happened and what now related to the health care reform legislation. You can just leave a message when you call by pressing 1 or text us at 701-367-2054, and we'll run through a few more of those the next segment as we go through top of the hour. So first of all, just give me your overall view. How's things going in the legislature? What's your take?
Well, I guess for our group personally, what we're watching, you know, we're probably batting in that 50-50 area as far as things that we've been pushing for to happen. Maybe a little better than that. Everybody says it's a little better statistics than that for us. But there's some key ones that we've been struggling with, too, you know, that we wish were going the other direction that are, you know, going against us here. You know, we've been working with Senate Bill 2327, which is the separation of the environmental part of the health department. Our input and what we would like to see happening there, I think, is going very well. Some things with the PSC that we've been working on have been going very well. We're also watching Senate Bill 2047 and House Bill 1244, which are water bills and reporting to landowners and quick take and valuations. We're working on those yet, kind of seeing where they're going to come down. I think both of those may end up in conference committee. Then House Bill 1151. We're still working on that one. It's come out of committee, a due pass. It's one that we really don't like, whereas the property owner doesn't get notified of spills on their property, and they're raising the threshold by 1,000% on the level when they have to report to the DMR. Those are the kind of the ones that we're really watching now. There's other things going on as well. There always is, but those are the key ones we're involved in right now.
You mentioned Senate Bill 2327. We've talked about that a fair amount on the program, and the essentially having a separate entity for this environmental health department and its own entity. I've heard some people call that reinvention of government. I've heard this others say, why would we want to have our own EPA in North Dakota? Where is that at right now?
Well, it's come out of committee. As a due pass, we were involved in the subcommittee and committee work when we're trying to figure out the description of what the director's qualifications would be, the makeup of the guidance board, you know, how many people from each sector would be involved in that. I think they're doing a good job with it. Some people think there'll be a cost to it. Some people say there isn't. We've been promised that there wouldn't be. The primacy part of it is a big part that we keep hearing about, where North Dakota would hopefully get to guide itself on more of these issues instead of having the EPA do everything. So those are some important things to have some more local control within the state.
And how close is that one to being done?
Pretty close, real close, like almost there.
All right. And in the end, what do you think? What do you think? Will there be a change in how that structure is done in the health department?
Well, I think it will get separated. We've been promised that they're going to keep the same protocols. Their response in the past, you know, will be the same as it is in the future. So we've had a lot of guarantees that way. We feel comfortable with where they're heading, you know. So I think it'll be a good thing.
22 before the top of the hour. Questions or comments for Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association talking North Dakota legislature. Certainly welcome today. And here's a text question for you. Those are welcome at 701-367-2054, or you can call us at 800-228-0550. In Troy's opinion, who would be responsible for fixing the fence in springtime, the landowner or the person renting it for their cattle?
Well, again, a lot of that will come back to, and it's the same thing we talk about in any negotiation. If it's a pipeline, if it's a wind farm or any other type of development, those things are best handled in your easement. You know, work on those things up front. Have that put in place up front so you have a better relationship as you go along, and that's what we push for in all these meetings. You know, 2 weeks ago we had a Senex pipeline meeting because there's one of them coming through. We try to form groups so people will get these things done in their easement. And so I would say it should be in the easement. Out from there, that's a tough one because, you know, it should be something that's talked up front. It really should be.
Let's jump to House Bill 1151, the spill bill. Update me on how that one is coming along.
That one has passed the subcommittee and committee. It was a 6-1 due pass. I would guess it may hit the floor today. I haven't checked this morning. I'm guessing it will be coming out as a due pass. Then it will be going to the governor. It's one that we are opposed to in its current form. We think that the property owner should be informed when there is spills on their property, because even though the oil company comes in and is doing development, we still own the property. They are just a tenant on it. And so we feel we should know that, and we don't figure it's proper for the spill reporting to go from 42 gallons up to 420. It just adds so much more area for possible misreporting and such.
All right, and same thing there. Where is that as far as inching towards the finish line?
I would guess it may hit the finish line today.
You don't get much more of an update than that, do you?
No, and I don't mean to be vague for the gentleman who asked about the pasture rental. It's truly one of those things that should be in an easement, and that's why we put on so many educational meetings around the state. And you just need to really think about all these things in easements. And it doesn't matter if you're a farmer or a rancher in an oil industry or wind farms. That's why we promote that so much, because you'll come to this point where maybe you're having a great relationship and this is one of those sticking points that really should be done up front, because there's definitely pros and cons to both sides. You know, it is the property owner's property. It is his investment. But maybe the rental rate is adjusted to reflect that the renter is supposed to take care of that. You know, there's some unknowns in that question. So a person would have to get a lot more variables, and they're surely willing to give me a call to discuss it.
All right, a couple of minutes left here, and you had a couple of meetings you wanted to get the word out about. One is a pipeline meeting with the folks at Senex. Tell us about that.
Well, from Billings, Montana into Minot, Senex is going to be putting in a pipeline. You know, mainly what we do is inform and educate and help people figure out what needs to be done. That's something that we're working on, is helping people understand, you know, what the proper protections you'd want in an easement. The same with, we have transmissions coming, lines coming in for power, wind farms. So if you have any of these type of things happening in your neighborhood and would like a public meeting or us to come in and help you facilitate and educate, you know, that's what we do.
Texter, by the way, on another question, you're getting a few of these today. The texter says, I've heard that where oil was leaked on land, the crops actually grow better. Is that true?
Well, again, there's a lot of variables to that. We are actually in negotiations with the health department right now over hydrocarbons. We just finished up here a couple months back on saltwater brine spill. That took 2 years. Hydrocarbons at a certain level, you know, are food for bacteria and such. At higher levels, then, you know, it takes time for them to break down. So at a certain threshold, yes. And other thresholds, no. So it would depend upon your parts per million.
And real quick, there's a wind meeting coming up, too, you want to tell us about.
That was actually, sorry, Scott, that was the one that we had last week, and we are looking at putting one on over in the middle of the state. We've got a couple calls over towards the southeast of Bismarck and the Jamestown area, so we will be looking at something in that area. So if somebody has anything specific in a certain area, please let us know.
How'd it go? You're getting some, there's been a lot of discussion about future wind development this session. Was that a well-attended meeting? People interested? Wondering what's going on?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, people are looking at and concerned about, you know, what does it do to your property values? What are your setbacks? What are the liability concerns? What are the decommissioning issues? You know, when the day is done and is the project bonded, who is going to be responsible to remove those units? What if there's only a bond and the company isn't viable anymore? There's a lot of concerns there, and we found wind to be very divisive. Either people like it because it's renewable, or they don't like it because of the aesthetic pollution Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Troy Coons,
right,
Northwest
thanks,
Landowners. Yep, you can find out more about them online, by the way, at nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com. Ron in Jamestown, question on repealing Obamacare. We'll do it next.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal.
all day, every day, a hot stuffed personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning, or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4 for $4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charm Broiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links, 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. AEDs are designed to be used by a sixth grader with no prior training. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing how easy it is to use an AED.
So you get the AED, you bring it to the person. It's really, really easy. Turn it on. It will tell you, remove the clothing from the person. Make sure they're dry and clean of hair. Remove the pads from the plastic liner. Place them on the patient as you see on the diagram. It's right on the diagram. You put it on, it will say, do not touch the patient. At that point, it's really important not to touch them because it's actually reading what's going on in the body. And then at the end of that, it will tell you whether it needs a shock or not.
Be sure you have the confidence to be the help during a cardiac emergency. Register for a CPR training today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We are back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at MBI Energy, a great place to work, I might add, and they are hiring right now. You know what they do at MBI? Let me just tell you a little bit about what they do. They encourage employee involvement, career development, and a healthy work environment. They're one of the fastest growing service companies in North Dakota's petroleum industry, an industry leader because of their people. They can offer their employees a wide variety of job positions and opportunities for advancement in a very exciting time in the industry. They have an extensive safety and training program. I've seen their training operation. It is second to none. Quality equipment. All of that shows a dedication to the safety of the employees and the environment. MBI Energy also values their employees' health and well-being, extending a comprehensive benefit plan to eligible employees and their dependents. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, a variety of work schedules that best meets your family's needs. Find out more at MBIEnergyServices.com. Click the Join Our Team link to complete an application. Lot of opportunity right now at MBI. Check it out. All right, some calls waiting here. Before I go to the calls, let me just play a quick clip to see if anybody agrees with this. John Kasich on State of the Union on CNN, their Sunday show yesterday, having a bit of a meltdown about what he sees as wrong with Washington, D.C. Listen to this.
Anymore? If you don't have the old days back from the standpoint of people or Americans before they're Republicans and Democrats, nothing will get done. And if the Democrats don't want to reach out and be constructive, then call them on it. Right now, off the get-go, it's all partisan. The Democrats did it with Obamacare, and it's not sustainable. And the Republicans try to do it with just Republicans. It doesn't work like that in our country.
So he says more bipartisanship is what it's going to take. You agree with that? Ron in Jamestown, you're on.
Well, good morning. Yeah, I guess I voted at the last day for our illustrious president, and I thought he was a give 'em hell, Harry type guy. And the issue that I have is, you know, okay, they went to work, they wanted to abolish Obamacare, and they wanted to get the American insurance thing going. Well, okay, if a farmer breaks down his field with his combine, and he sees, I don't think I can fix that, does he give up? I don't understand why Trump, why the Republicans, why the Democrats won't support it. But the point is, why are you quitting? Why are you all of a sudden going to, well, let's try fixing the tax thing first? I'm saying stay where you're at. Work on the health bill. People have been trying to get this through for generations, and it's something that is needed. So do it. Do it right, you people. I mean, call your representatives and all this stuff and tell them, hey, you know, I don't give up when I got something that seems impossible. I get it. I get it done. And that's, I guess, all I have really to say is that I don't think they should be jumping around. I think they should stay the task and get united. I don't care about if you're a damn Republican or a damn Democrat. It's just the point. Get at it. You must have some work ethic. That's my call.
All right, Ron, stay at it. Just keep nose to the grindstone. Roy in New Salem, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Roy.
Hey, I just wanted to call and ask if you guys have heard anything about the House Joint Resolution 86. That's the proposal to turn down the FCC rules for personal privacy on the Internet.
No, I can certainly do some checking on it, but I've heard parts of it being debated before. Is it up right now? Are they getting ready to vote on it, or?
The Senate's already voted on it, and it's passed through the Senate, and it'll be going through the Congress here soon.
The House next, okay.
So it's a 147-page document if you want to go through it. It doesn't take a long time to get through it. It is wordy, and it'll be in the government document and everything. But it's just a little disconcerting because when you go through it, you see all these rules for protecting, you know, our personal privacy on the Internet, and you know, here's the Senate, 50 senators just voted to approve to turn down these rules, and unfortunately, John Holton's name is on it. So, you know, I voted for Mr. Holton. I was real proud of the work he's done in this state. And, you know, he seemed like he was a pretty straight shooter, but I feel like he's kind of disconnected from the next generation of voters. I'm a younger conservative guy, but I care about my personal privacy on the Internet, so.
Well, everybody would, obviously. So, you know, this must be a difference of opinion as to what it does. But we certainly can ask Senator Holman next time he's on. And if the House gets it next, we'll ask Congressman Kramer when he's on Wednesday. I'll make a note right now, okay?
All right, thanks.
Yeah, and they're on both regularly. So, you know, feel free to call in and share your viewpoint on it if you don't like theirs. Let's play a little bit of this call that came in earlier, Rev. Go ahead and roll that.
Yes, good morning. I just heard on the radio you were talking about that when the Obamacare overall didn't get voted on. You have to remember and keep in mind, all congressmen and senators are not involved with Obamacare. They don't have to pay in it like we do. They are exempt. So why should they vote on it? It's going to cost them money, perhaps, in the long term, if they do vote for it.
another one we can save for Congressman Kramer. I don't believe that's accurate. I believe that that question has been asked before when we've discussed this with either Congressman Kramer or Senator Hoeven related to their own health care and whether they are exempt and have a different plan than Obamacare. And I remember Congressman Kramer talking about how much more he was paying. So I don't think that's true, but we'll save the question. Ask it directly of Congressman Kramer. Appreciate your call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Roger Stone on Donald Trump.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save. To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.